Hi, welcome to the Off Ramp. Today we're featuring Liz Cheney, also some music from Billy Braun and Les Ziegler. Les expounds on cult deprogramming for you right here on the Off Ramp with Pat McCurdy. This is Liz Cheney and what she thinks ought to happen now.
Thing that we can do right now is to pass the aid bill that the Ukrainians need so urgently to help them continue what they're doing to defeat Putin's army in Ukraine. And one thing that's really important for them to recognize and understand is one man has the power in his hands to get that done. And that's Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. It's very unusual, actually, in American history to be in a situation where one man holds that kind of power who's not the president. But Mike Johnson could, if he wanted to, today announce that he's going to call the House of Representatives back into session. He could put the bill that's already passed the Senate onto the floor of the House for a vote tomorrow. Could be on Joe Biden's desk by tomorrow night. And the aid could be flowing to Ukraine. And Mike Johnson ought to search deep in his conscience, understanding exactly what's happening, the slaughter that's happening in Ukraine today, the extent to which the Ukrainians are on the front lines in this battle for freedom. And history will look back at this moment and ask, what did Mike Johnson do? He has said, and I take him at his word, that he believes that God has told him that he's called to be Moses. And I think Mike Johnson ought to look at whether or not this is actually that moment, and he ought to help the Ukrainian people. That's right. And what I would say to that is, he ought to understand that it is worth it if he has to lose his speakership in order to make sure that freedom survives, in order to make sure that the United States of America continues to play its leadership role in the world. He ought to read what's happening in Ukraine today. He ought to read about the slaughter that's going on. And he ought to understand that we are at a turning point in the history, not just of this nation, but of the world. And again, he's going to have to explain to future generations, to his kids, to his grandkids, whether or not he did what was right, whether or not he was a force for good and aided the cause of freedom, or whether he continued down this path of cowardice and doing what Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin want him to do. Yeah, I mean, look, Donald Trump, as you pointed out, said just a few days ago that he had told a NATO ally that he would encourage Putin to do whatever he needed to do, whatever he wanted to do. He's basically made clear that under a Trump administration, the United States is unlikely to keep its NATO commitments. And I think that Republicans who understand the importance of the national security situation, who continue to support him, are similarly going to be held to account. You know, when you think about Donald Trump, for example, pledging retribution, what Vladimir Putin did to Navalny is what retribution looks like in a country where the leader is not subject to the rule of law. And I think that we have to take Donald Trump very seriously. We have to take seriously the extent to which, you've now got a Putin wing of the Republican Party. I believe the issue this election cycle is making sure the Putin wing of the Republican Party does not take over the West Wing of the White House. It's dangerous. It shows complete lack of understanding of America's role in the world. It's disgraceful. I can't imagine any other American president of either party since the establishment of NATO saying such a thing. It's completely uninformed and ignorant and dangerous. NATO, in my view, is the most successful alliance probably in the history of the world. And the extent to which, because of American leadership, we have been able to lead those free nations of Europe, we've been able to guarantee security, but we've been able to deter exactly the kind of thing that we're seeing happen today in Ukraine, because NATO members know, and because our adversaries know, that if there's going to be an invasion of a NATO country, we'll come to their aid. We will all come to each other's aid. And I think one of the things that is so misguided about this current debate, people like J.D. Vance and others who suggest that we should just abandon the Ukrainians, is if Putin wins in Ukraine, he's telling us, he's saying, the Baltics are next, Poland is next, NATO member countries will be next. If Putin wins in Ukraine, the security system, and he knows this, the security structures that have maintained peace and security and freedom since the end of World War II will begin to unravel. For people to understand, I think the American people are really smart, and what the Republicans are doing now is really shameful. I think that the Biden administration absolutely bears responsibility for failing to secure the border. And that's been going on now for a number of years. And it's inexplicable and it's wrong. But as soon as the agreement was reached, there was a bipartisan agreement to begin to take steps in that direction. And again, Donald Trump, you know, said, no, I don't want you all to actually begin to solve the problem because he wants to run on the issue. So the Republicans walked away from it. And now you're seeing these contortions from you know, many leading Republicans, including Tim Scott, trying to explain why they demanded border security. Then they got the border security provisions and then they rejected it because Donald Trump told them to. They said it was fundamentally important for us to support Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. Now they have a bill that supports Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan, and they won't vote for it because it doesn't have anything about the American border in it. I think, again, the American people are too smart to fall for that. And I think that my former colleagues ought to stop the political contortions and realize how significant and serious this national security moment is. Yeah. I mean, look, there are so many pieces to this. I think with respect to E. Jean Carroll, people need to understand, and I think they ought to be asked, people who are supporting Donald Trump, you know, what the jury found in that case is that, you know, Donald Trump was guilty of committing sexual assault, basically that he actually had done what he said on the Access Hollywood tape he did. I mean, this is not something that's out of left field. And when you look at these cases and you look at the verdicts and the judgments, it's clear the common thread that runs through all of them is Donald Trump. Lack of willingness to abide by the law, lack of commitment to the truth, fundamental lack of character. And I think one of the things that is so troubling about this political season is the extent to which you've got, people that used to be good and honorable members of Congress, for example, who have simply apparently abandoned the need to actually elect people of character and honor and instead are embracing him. Yeah, I mean, you would think that anybody with a daughter, sister, a mother would be where Senator Romney is on that issue. The antithesis of the rule of law, what they're describing is Congress that ignores the rulings of the courts, that ignores the plain language of the Constitution. And I think, you know, there's something very important going on here. If you look, for example, at the Navalny assassination and how important it is for the West and for organizations that are committed to freedom and democracy to strengthen themselves and to stand tall now. One of the most important of those in the United States is the National Endowment for Democracy that was established during the Reagan administration that has long fought for freedom and stood for dissidents.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you. I'm getting ready to do that. And don't forget the huge April Fool's Day parade right here on the off-ramp, Insurrection off-ramp. Looking at some music by Billy Braun now. This is part of our cult deprogramming thought for the day. Here's Billy Braun.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife?
Hey, Frank.
I never was cut out, step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant, dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. The cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that brings with joy and laughter and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and steep, but yes indeed, give me the simple life. Skies clear up above. I like my scrambled eggs and bacon served by one I love. Some like to whittle and play a little tune on a 10-cent fife. Give me the simple life. Cottage smalls all after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sound corny and seedy, but yes indeed, give me the simple life. life.
The programming Trip to Live By, that's Billy Braun, and The Simple Life on the Insurrection Off-Ramp. Abortion being big news, we asked the former ex-loser-in-chief Donald Trump if he felt women should be punished for an abortion.
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Just listen to what Robert De Niro had to say about the world's biggest loser.
It can't be. It cannot be.
Shame on those Republicans that don't have the nerve, the balls to go after him. What do they tell their kids? What do they tell their grandkids later when it's written in history books?
The issue facing our nation isn't how old we are. It's how old are our ideas. Hate, anger, revenge, retribution are the oldest of ideas. But you can't lead America with ancient ideas. You need a vision for the future and what can and should be done. I see a future where defending democracy, you don't diminish it. I see a future where we restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms, not take them away. I see a future where the middle class finally has a fair shot. I see a future where we save the planet from the climate crisis and our country from gun violence. I see a future for all Americans, because I believe in you, the American people. When America gets knocked down, we get back up. We keep going. There is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together.
Now live from somewhere near Malibu, here's Les Ziegler.
Good afternoon, Pat. Hey, I'm doing good.
Well, glad to have you, Les. What's new?
As one of the 8 billion people on Earth, I've been working on a hopeful second wake-up plan for the humankind. I believe the first wake-up was when communication of human thought began. Now with 130 million books on Earth today, there's a lot of authors, intelligent people, with a lot to say about everything. With that said, we on Earth today are raising our children to be repeaters of fact and assumed facts, customs, traditions, and religion. Now, there are two main unexplainable realities today on Earth. Civilization, our existence, full of beauty and goodness, but also chaos, turmoil, greed, and controllers. The other unexplainable reality is matter, the universe's existence itself. There are three major components here, the world of big, all that exists, the world of small, the periodic table, the Earth with its 8,000 mile in diameter, according to the human thumb, that is, moving through space 1.6 million miles every 24 hours, going around a star, our sun. Again, both realities stated above are truly a mystery to all humans. With all this knowledge and awareness, or lack of, one would think we humans would all simply wake up on Earth, start immediately, and do whatever is best for our people, and this our only home forever. My thinking is, we must take this knowledge and convince our leaders into admitting they somewhere around 100,000 years ago, when thought began, made up our gods, our myths, to explain the also then unknowable of their days. This is where I believe we, along with our present day leaders, have arrived in our made up year 2024 AD, clinging to our ancestors' beliefs and ways. Today, we on Earth need a wake-up plan we can all agree on. The best plan, of course, would be for all citizens on Earth to vote only for leaders and politicians who declare their campaign motto to be "Together Forever" on the only home we will ever have. But there must be many more workable plans I, like everyone who cares about humanity and our planet, have a few myself. They can be found at www.voteycommonsense.wibley.com. Wibley being spelled W-E-E-B-L-Y. What is, maybe we all need a human self-awareness number. Maybe we all need to take a self-administered IQ test. Both of these can be found on this website. Maybe we all need to write an exact word for the definition of the word asshole, using exactly 16 words, no more, no less. Maybe play the game of life from the moon, also on the website. Maybe try to explain how big actually we humans are, according to the human male 1-inch thumb, which equals out 63,360 thumbs to the mile, or 506,880 thumbs for the diameter of the Earth. Maybe we should memorize the new Pledge of Allegiance to the Earth. Maybe all 8 billion people on Earth could write a short letter to the other 8 billion people on the planet Earth with their ideas and send them all to one place.
All right, Les Ziegler from the edge of the planet. Thank you very much, Les.
Why do Americans overwhelmingly support Ukraine? Because it's a reflection of who we are as a country. Most Americans love the United States, and they love to be Americans, and they see the United States as a beacon of hope and liberty. And even if we have not shone as brightly as we should have, we can and we will under 4 more years of Joe Biden. That light goes out in the world, not just in the United States, but in the world, with Donald Trump returning to the presidency.
The crowd on January 6th, you know, Nikki Haley, lots of things. Like Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people, soldiers.
Ridden nation, we have become a nation like nobody thought.
Use your kitchen, and I'm going to use your bedroom, and there's not a damn thing. And that's one. That's the nice ones, okay? That's the nice ones.
The most disgraceful part of Joe Biden's disservice is the divisive and all complements of an incompetent. He must be cognitively impaired. I'm not cognitively. And, you know, raided my house in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. They raided with no rate. They had no reason to. The attacks on me will be violent. They say that it's violent. The attacks. Biden said it against Joe Biden's top and only political appointment, a guy named me. You can't mix names, purposely mix names, you know, purposely. Ukraine and Russia wouldn't be fighting. I knew Putin, I know him very well. He was no. Again, yes, oh yes, and quickly, says President Trump. Yes, oh yes, we can. Putin, you know, has so little respect for Obama that he's starting to throw around the nuclear word to her. You heard that, nuclear. Did you just see Maduro, Venezuela, it's a... unbelievable. In oil exploration and production in the United States. The Biden border will. Well, you know this, right? Even Argentina, they went MAGA. You know Argentina, great guy. We will expel the war mongers. We are a nation that just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat.
Republican Congressional Leader Ken Buck joins Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and Mitt Romney in abandoning the Republican Party, and he basically is calling it quits and headed home. Here are his reasons.
Too many Republican leaders are lying to America, claiming that the 2020 election was stolen, describing January 6th as an unguided tour of the Capitol, and asserting that the ensuing prosecutions are a weaponization of our justice system.
Republican from Colorado Ken Buck quitting the circus. And I'd like to invite you to our April Fool's Parade. Don't miss that. Also, Enjoy your St. Paddy's Day and do drive carefully. Rumor has it that Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to withdraw her articles of impeachment for Taylor Swift. Music by Bruce Alcar. Miss us on the April Fool's Day parade. Be sure and have fun St. Patrick's Day. Until next time, live the good life. Sleep in the street. Pat McCurdy wishing you a happy St. Patrick's Day insurrection off-ramp.
That's all, folks.